nice to see you. Now we have an opportunity.
I looked at the dictionary on the internet and looked the word pestilence. Is any infectious, fatal disease that is widespread or an evil influence or deliverer? The examples are like the bubonic plague or a swarm of mosquitoes carrying disease. Also looked up coronavirus. Are a large family of viruses. Some cause illness in people and others cause illness in animals. I didn't know that. It could cause illness in animals. Human coronaviruses are common and are typically associated with mild illnesses, similar to the common cold. Today, well, basically much like the flu. I was talking to my sister Cecile the other day, and topic came about the news, and she said, I don't watch the news anymore because they scare me. And it's true, they scare people with this coronavirus. It's ridiculous. I mean, they flip-flop. Some doctors say this is not good for you. Some say it's good. So you get confused, really. We all know this. We've seen the news. Okay, why are we stressed out and so fearful with the stuff going on? Is there a way out? Most times we don't have a solution to what's going on around us. So we see that God has left us His words, the Word, the book, His instruction book. This is where we should be looking at. Do we worry too much? What did Jesus Christ tell us about this? Look up Luke 12, 25 to 26. Luke 12, 25, 26. And he said in verse 25, and which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? 26 says, if you are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? We are limited as human beings. So we need to turn to God as Christians for His help. He's the one who can add a cubit to our stature if He wills it. There are certain obstacles that stand in our way. If you look up Matthew 14, verses 30 to 31, in verse 30, it says, but when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. This is the Apostle Peter. In verse 31, and immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him, and said to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? He had nothing, would not have sank had he not doubted. And this is similar to us. We got this virus all around us, and we're moving forward as Christians, realizing that this is just the beginning. We haven't seen nothing yet. What are we going to do when things really get bad? We're worried about this virus, and some people are afraid. We have to depend on God. We really do. Another one is in Mark 4:40, when the apostles were in those boats and there was a major wind and a storm. He said the same thing to them. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? These are Jesus Christ's words, not mine. And then you go to Job 3:25. It says, for the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me. That says a lot there. And think about Christ when he took Peter out of the water. Christ will give us an helping hand like he did with Peter. He won't let us drown unless we give up. Now, as a nation, how do we overcome this disease? In 2 Chronicles 7, 13 and 14, in 13 it says, "When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command a locust to devour the land, or send pestilence among the people." Verse 14, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." This is about the nation. God tells us that we will be protected if we do the right thing and obey him. In Psalms 91, verses 3 to 6, verse 3 says, "Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence." Verse 4 he says, "He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday." We leave our fears and our anxieties in the hand of God. He does know what's best for us. In Job 5, verses 20 to 22, in verse 20 it says, "In famine he shall redeem you from death, and in war from the power of the sword. You shall be hidden from the scourge of the tongue, and you shall not be afraid of destruction when it comes. You shall laugh at destruction and famine, and you shall not be afraid of the beasts of the earth." So as we go along, we know that things are going to get worse. I always tell that to Patricia. We ain't seen nothing yet. It's going to get worse. And we better be ready for the ride. So what we're facing today is to make us strong, to be able to move forward. And the song came back to my mind when I was writing this, "Onward Christian Soldiers." Now there's hope for us, and the words of encouragement I picked up in Psalm 94:19. "In the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comforts delight my soul." So the encouraging words is, let's trust in God. He does know what's best for us, and he will deliver us from certain things if we do the right thing.